With that, friends, hopefully we are in mail, and as we would like to welcome Kahela, Chairman of Mayo County Council, Michael Smith. Michael Smith, you're indeed very welcome to the Flannelly Show.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Good to talk to you again.
Now, yeah, indeed, we were delighted to meet you here for St. Patrick's Mayo Ball. And anyway, listen, first of all, and you are very welcome, but tell us, if you will, about Mayo Day as it returns next Saturday, April 30. What is it, and how will it be celebrated?
Well, Mayo Day, this is the seventh year of being, and I suppose it came about as a plan to try and activate our diaspora and to reach out to our diaspora in the many different countries that you will find Mayo people, particularly in the United States. You have many cities that have a very strong connection with Mayo, New York, and Chicago, Cleveland, but to name a few, Boston. And I suppose around that we've built a brand in County Mayo, and it's a very, very strong brand, and it's been growing from strength to strength. And what Mayo does is it gives us an opportunity to showcase everything that's good and positive in Mayo, what we have to offer people. It also gives us an opportunity to connect with our diaspora, because I really appreciate that now when I've been in my term, I've been in Chicago and in New York, and it's really important to reach out to the diaspora and connect with them. And I suppose recognize them for the huge efforts that they make to promote all things that are Irish, and in particular, all things that are Mayo.
Now,
So on our Mayo Day, you will see a huge amount of celebrations celebrating, I suppose, Irish culture and traditions, and in particular, the red and green of Mayo is synonymous with our county, and there will be buildings lit up, there will be rivers turning green, unlike St. Patrick's Day. But again, it's there as a purpose or a brand that we want to build on, and I think Mayo people in particular are very proud of our county, very proud of our history, very proud of our football team, and very proud of the Mayo connection that we have to so many of our diaspora across the world.
Now, there's a flagship, festival, and a day which starts next Saturday. And that's taking place in Castor Bar, is it?
Yes. So it's going to be, I suppose, Mayo Day this year is something we've missed out because of COVID, but Mayo Day, there'll be huge celebrations across the county. Many different communities will be coming together to celebrate. There'll be live broadcasts on social media. There will be connections into different communities across the world celebrating the red and green and the Mayo diaspora. And that will be the start of our launch of our Home to Mayo project, which is for the month of May. We're asking people to come back to County Mayo. And again, it's more of a celebration of all the positive things that have happened in Mayo. The population in Mayo has increased. There is the infrastructure in Mayo is prominent. There are so many things to come and see in County Mayo. And we're showcasing some of those small towns and villages, and indeed our bigger towns and our festivals on our website, mayo.ie. So Home to Mayo on mayo.ie, you will find a calendar of events throughout the month of May. So if you are coming back to Mayo, link in with us and you'll see all the different events that are on that you can go and see and link in with your communities locally, or indeed go and visit locations that you have in your plan.
Now, there are a lot of people who are planning, you know, to go to Ireland throughout the summer. And among those, I'm not sure how many are heading over for you know, for Mayo Day, which, because, and actually, this might be a good time to say, you know, 8 years down the road, the dedicated day, you know, it's a bank holiday weekend, and, you know, the theme of Mayo Day is, you know, home is where the heart is, which comes easy for some of us anyway. And it will, again, form the opening of Home to Mayo. It's a month-long series. But having said that, there are a great number of tourists, particularly from North America, who, you know, pre-pandemic, you know, they would plan a clan gathering, a family clan gathering, you know, in Ireland. And that is coming back now, big time, this year as well, because we all want to go. And indeed, Mayo is no exception to that. But it is, again, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, we had Minister Colin Brophy over here, you know, launching the festivals, the Wild Atlantic Way festivals. And the Wild Atlantic Way, of course, takes in some of the most beautiful scenery in the whole of Ireland. Not only the scenery, but also the activities and everything that has, you know, been not only improved, but for many who have been traveling to Ireland through the years, if you haven't seen and traveled that Wild Atlantic Way, there you're really, you know, missing out on that. But this might be the year. Tell us about some, if you would, my guest friends is Chairman, Mayo County Council, Michael Smith. Tell us about the popularity of the coastline and the Wild Atlantic Way.
Well, I think we got a real opportunity to showcase some of our coastline when the Red Bull took on the cliff diving contest in Ballycastle and, you know, at Doonbridge. And we had exposure on their YouTube channel to approximately, you know, almost, I think, well over a billion people will see some one phase or another of the cliff diving series, and they will link into Ballycastle. That was hugely successful. But I think people will get a flavor when you say Wild Atlantic Way, what you can expect. It's the North Atlantic. It is beautiful, and the weather we're encountering the last number of summers has been spectacular. But some of the islands we have out there along the Wild Atlantic, where I spent some time out in Clare Island and Inishmaughan last summer, they're spectacular, well worth seeing. All along that coastline will take you a good bit of time to get to it. Mayo's a big county, as regards if you want to go and see all those locations. But at every location, there is information sites, there are local accommodation, local restaurants that you can link in with. And I think you mentioned there, Adrian, about families going back to Mayo. As part of the month-long celebration, there's a genealogy day, which is dedicated to, you know, in Enniscore House here. And we have many large genealogy groups in County Mayo who people link in with to find out about their heritage. And that's really important to people if they're coming here, that there is a base that they can link with to try and discover more about their Irish heritage and their family links to different locations in County Mayo. But the Wild Atlantic Way has been a huge success. We're building on it all the time. And, you know, as I said, it's our job in Mayo County Council to try and improve the infrastructure so that tourists can come in here and enjoy those wonderful facilities. And we want people to come back and look at see what we've done with the Wild Atlantic Way, and it is a phenomenal experience.
And again, like for instance, our family, the O'Dwyer Flannelly clan, heading over there. Not actually, we got the jump on us with Mayo Day and the Mayo Month. But at the end of July, we're heading over to Westport, one of the beauty spots, you know, of Ireland, actually. And it is, you know, sometimes we throw out award-winning rather loosely, but that if there's an award out there that, you know, the Westport has gotten, they have it all. And it's one of the lovely places.
It's been voted the best place to live in Ireland by the Irish people themselves. So, yes, you're right. And, you know, it's beautiful out there. But again, saying that Ballina and Castle Bar, you know, the county town, like, there is so much to do and see. And again, as regards accommodation, restaurants, as a base, many of the small towns, my own town of Swinford, the Gateway Hotel there, Kilchimaw has hotels. There's plenty of hotels and accommodation around the smaller towns if people are looking for a base. So it's a good, if you can find yourself a base, a staging post, there's an awful lot, access to a lot of the sites is very easily done and can be facilitated locally. So if people can find a base that they would like to stay, and then obviously all of these sites are available to go and visit.
Great. I suppose it would be the height of bad manners for me to give a particular plug to my hometown of Ballina in County Mayo, but of course I would be less offensive if you mentioned it.
Of course, and of course we have the Mary Robinson Library, which will be, it's an international university library, which will be launching soon, and we're very, very proud of Mary Robinson and her achievements, particularly in Ballina. They're very proud of her, and you know, she's been a huge advocate for so many different people. And Ballina is her home, and it's an opportunity to celebrate her. The Jackie Clark Museum has a huge collection of fantastic memorabilia going back to the earlier parts of the last century.
You know,
the whole house over across Ballina.
Anyway, listen, the website. For those who are heading for Ireland, particularly if you're on your way out the door, and if you're heading for Ireland or indeed at any time, great website, mayo.ie. That will get you there, you know.
That will get you there, and Home to Mayo is a part of that site, and you'll see the full calendar of events that are on for the month and their locations and the timings.
Cathaoirleach. Chairman, again, of Mayo County Council, Michael Smith, who incidentally, you're a Swinford man. Weren't you brought up in Swinford?
Yes, I was indeed.
Okay. You know, another few miles you could have been born in Natty Mass. But anyway, listen, that's all ancient history at this point. Down the road. Okay.
Beside the Callow Lake.
Callow, yes, too, the Callow Lake. Oh, it's all there. I'm getting homesick already.
All there.
Thank you. Good luck, indeed, in this Gormila Mahagotan, eight years in the making, friends. This is the year indeed, to visit Ireland, and in particular, you're no point visiting Ireland if you don't, you know, if you don't get to Mayo. Thank you, indeed, Mr. Chairman.
Slán.
Friends, great to hook up there with the chairman of Mayo County Council, of course. Yeah. And when am I going to stop talking, you know, about Mayo? I don't have a date in mind. Anyway, here, taking us back to Castlebar.